Negayim Perik Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel, Lezecher Nishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua, continuing the subject of the house that has Saras, the house that has a Nega. A house, we said in the previous Mishnah, has to have stones, wood, and clay, earth moistened with water, in order for it to be susceptible to the Nega in the first place. So the Mishnah begins, V'chama Avonim Yehuvo. How many stones does a house have to have in order for it to become potentially affected by a neged saras? Rabbi Shmuel Omer Arba. Rabbi Shmuel says four stones. So if each of the four walls has one stone, and the whole house then has four stones, it can be tummy from the Negayim for that requirement. But Rabbi Kiva Omer Shmone, Rabbi Kiva says eight. Has to be at least two stones in each wall, so the entire house has at least eight stones. Shahari Rabbi Shmuel Omer Achiye Roye Kishnei Grisin. Rabbi Shmuel used to say, until it is the size of two gris. A nega on a house, unlike on the skin or on a garment where it only needs to be one gris, a nega on a house is tummy when it's the size of two gris, because it says the word hanega twice. It says, Vara es hanega, bihine hanega. He will see the nega, and the nega teaches us it has to be twice the usual minimum. So the nega on the house has to be two gris. Al shtei avonim, o al even echos. And the nega is tummy if it's this size, on two stones or one stones, no matter how many stones or walls are afflicted. If it's on one wall and one stone of that wall, that's good enough. But Rabbi Akiva Omer Achiye Roye Kishnei Grisin, he agrees that it has to be two gris in size. Al shtei avonim, on two stones, lo al even achas, and not on one stone. The Torah says, V'chiltzu eswa avonim asher bohin hanoga. It says that they will remove, once it's determined that there's a nega there, they will remove the stones that have the nega on them, implying a minimum of plural two stones. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, Achi yeroya kishnei grisin, it has to be at least two gris, everybody agrees on that, al shtei avonim, on two stones, like Rabbi Akiva said, bishnei kisalim bizavis, on two stones that are on two walls that have a corner connecting them. So they're adjacent, an L-shape. So it not only does the nega have to be the size of two gris on two stones, it also has to extend on two walls of the house going through a corner. He seems to learn this from the fact that at one point it says kir, and at one point it says kiros habayis, and so it has to be two walls that are like one, two kiros that are like one kir, meaning a corner that connects the two of them. Orko kishnei grisin v'rachbo kigris. A nega, and this is true according to all the Tanoim, on a house is only tame when it's got to be two gris long but one gris wide. So it's not square the way the other ones were that we have seen before. It can be rectangular, two by one. Mishnah Dalet, Eitzim. Wood. So how much wood has to be in each wall of the house to be susceptible to tzaras? So, kidei liton tachas hashkof, enough to build a threshold. Each wall has to have enough wood to be used for a windowsill or a threshold, then it is susceptible to getting a nega. So there has to be, according to one Tana, at least one stone and a lintel, a mashkof, on each of the walls. We haven't even gotten to the clay part yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kidei laso sandal achorei hashkof. Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to be enough to make a sandal, which is a piece of wood behind the threshold to protect it, just like a sandal protects the foot. It kind of, the Gra says it overhangs, it shelters the lintel from the rain. So there are different words for that that we use. You know, we talk about backsplashes and stuff on tile in modern kitchens. So there has to be a piece of wood that's a sandal, or, you know, sort of a top splash in this case. Afar, how much clay has to be in each wall? So we already have at least one or two stones in each wall. We already have a lintel and maybe also a sandal on each wall. And now how much clay has to be in each wall to be susceptible to tzaras? Kidei litein bein patsim lachavero, enough to put between the cracks. So if each wall has enough clay to fill a crack, that is considered to be enough clay to then be susceptible to tzaras. Patsim comes from a phrase in Tehillim that means cracking or tearing. We did not say how big the stones have to be, and some of the Rishonim say they have to be big enough that it would take at least two people to carry each stone, so they're pretty big stones. Kiros ha'evos, the Mishnah continues, walls of a feeding trough. A section of the house is being used to feed the animals. It's not susceptible to Negayim, even if it's got stones, wood, and clay in it. So these kiros ha'evos, the walls of the area of the feeding trough, the kiros ha'machitza, and partition walls, ena matam b'negoyim, do not become tummy from negoyim. These partition walls are walls of courtyards, or gardens, or orchards, or it's shade for animals. So if the use of that particular room is not ordinary house use, but is used where you kind of keep the barn and the house, and it's all connected to each other, that room is not going to be susceptible to tzaras. Yerushalayim b'chutz l'aretz ein matam b'negoyim. Houses in Yerushalayim or outside Eretz Yisrael do not become tamei negoyim. The Torah says, "Nasati neged tzaras b'beis eretz achuzaschem," in the land of your possession, meaning land that was given to one of the 12 shvatim. This excludes anything outside Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah says houses in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was not divided, kind of Washington, D.C.-ish. It's its own neutral ground, and so it's not going to be included in tzara'as situations. There is a machlokas whether Yerushalayim belonged to all Jews, like kind of our Washington, D.C., or it was included in Yehuda and Binyamin's chalokim. And so the halacha for that is unclear, so we generally say Yerushalayim isn't going to have tzara'as in it. Even if you have a house that has a nega, it can't be declared tzara'as because of the exemption.